Welcome back. We're up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 3, Mishnah 6 of Maseches Pesachim. So normally we know that on Erev Pesach, as for this year in Erev Pesach, where Erev Pesach is a weekday, so you destroy the Chametz on the 14th of Nisan, the day before Pesach. But the Mishnah wants to know, what do you do in a case where the day before is Shabbos, or Ba, Sar Shechaleos Peshabbos, when the 14th of Nisan falls on Shabbos, meaning Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, Mevarim Esakol Milfnei HaShabbos? So we go ahead and dispose of all the chametz before Shabbos, meaning we take all of the chametz that is in our midst on Friday, and you say all the chametz that we don't expect to eat on Shabbos, we get rid of, we throw it out, we destroy it, so we can keep only enough for the Shabbos meals. That's what Rabbi Meir says. But the Chachamim say, "Bismanan, we dispose of all the chametz in a teachable time." Meaning, even though it's Shabbos, you destroy it. So, according to the Chachamim, a person can keep as much chametz as he wants for Shabbos, because all of it will presumably be eaten, if not by him and his family, then by guests or by animals or whatever. Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok says, "Truma melvenei Shabbos, we get rid of chametz that is truma before Shabbos v'chulin bismanan, and we can dispose of the." Non-truma, meaning the regular, secular, whole food, you could destroy it in its regular time, because truma is going to be forbidden to a non-kohen and to an animal. So if one leaves more than he needs for Shabbos meals, then it'll be hard for him to have it all eaten, and he will likely gonna have to go ahead and destroy it on Shabbos. And so therefore, one may not save more than necessary. In case of ordinary chametz, however, any amount may be left for Shabbos, because the chachamim say that you'll basically likely have it eaten by yourself, by guests, or by animals. That was Mishnah Vav. Now on to Mishnah Zayin. Says the Mishnah, there are two methods that we know that we utilize, rather, to get rid of chametz. Number one, we do the bedika, right? We search for chametz and we destroy it. Then we do the bitul, we verbally nullify the chametz. Midoraisa, as far as the Torah is concerned, either method is going to be enough. But the rabbis say, okay, go ahead and do both, just in case. The Mishnah wants to know the halacha of a person who went on a big journey before doing either one of these things. And let's say a person is traveling to do a mitzvah, so what happens? Can you only do one? What's the halacha? Haholeich l'shchot es Pesach, if a person is traveling on the 14th of Nisan to bring the Korban Pesach, v'lambul es beno, or to do bris milah on his son, v'lechol sudas irusin beveis chamiv, or to eat at a sudas irusin, the like engagement party, the betrothal feast, I think as they call it, at the house of his father-in-law, or to do any other mitzvah, while he's on the road, he remembers that he has chametz in his house. The halacha is going to be so if he is able, meaning he has enough time to go back home and destroy his chametz and then go back to do the mitzvah, he should go ahead and return home and then destroy the chametz. But if he is not able to, if he can't go home, destroy the chametz, and then come back and do the mitzvah, so we can destroy, nullify the chametz in his mind, and he doesn't have to go back to destroy it, he can rely on the bittul alone. If a person is on the way to rescue people from a dangerous group of idol worshippers, umin hanahar, or from a flooding river, or from bandits, or from a fire, or from a collapsed building. And he, by the way, while he's trying to do this salvation, he remembers that he has chametz in his house, even if he does have time to return and destroy the chametz and then come back to rescue the endangered people. He nullifies it right away and doesn't go back. Because it's not worth it, right? You know, even if he miscalculates for a second, he could really mess up. So he doesn't destroy his chametz, even if he can do so without risk to his rescue mission, because you never know, it's not worth it. Then says the Mishnah further, V'lishbos shavisas harashus. So the Mishnah now wants to know the halacha of a person who is not traveling to do a mitzvah. But if he's on the way to establish a residence for an optional purpose, meaning he's traveling before Yontif to establish a residence so that he can go beyond this tchum on Yontif to do something that is not a mitzvah. And then he remembers that he has chametz in his house, so yachzor miyad, he has to go back and return at once to dispose of the chametz because his journey is not related to a mitzvah. So it's prohibited to rely on a nullification alone, but has to return immediately home to destroy the chametz. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Zayin. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Ches. Have a wonderful day.